Welcome to water. Welcome to our quiet exploration of water. So please lie down and get comfortable. Take your place to explore this liminal space. This space where we're able to welcome the flow. Welcome the flow of life. So as you lie down and you get comfortable, take a long inhale and a long exhale. And just put down anything that's been going on in your day. Anything that's been on your mind. And if you're looking for some more flow, more clarity or direction, perhaps more movement to shift through stagnation, then an invitation for you to set that resolve, to offer your prayer into this meditation. As we evoke the qualities of water, the qualities of water to move as water flows down the streams into rivers, and the rivers flow down to the grand estuaries, the mouth of the sea, and the seas pull the tides backwards and forwards, purifying and cleansing until that water evaporates up into the clouds or up through the trees. To then move through space and fall back down, the blessings of the rain. So today we take inspiration for water's ability to shapeshift from solid ice to liquid, from liquid water to gas. And water, this element of purification. So inviting in that resolve, that sankalpa, that if you're looking for more flow in your life, you seed this meditation with that thought, with that desire, with that prayer. Or if there's anything that is waiting to be cleaned and cleansed, be purified and made new again. Offer this to this meditation. So as you lay down, notice the very base of the spine, the sacrum, the sacred area. Feel inside the base of the spine and notice any movement, any flow, any waves that might ebb. Is there a rhythm? And if there's nothing, just stay with it. Invite a deeper sense of listening, as if you're listening to the inner sounds of a river flowing, of an ocean swelling, the sounds of life that flow from the sacrum up the spine, to the cranium, to the base of the skull. So bring an awareness now to the back of the head, the base of the skull, and notice. Notice if there's any sense of flow, even if it's very subtle. Pay attention to the flow that's always there. And the flow of these waters of life that move up and down the spine. These rivers of life, these life-giving rivers. Notice how they move through you. From the sacrum to cranium, from cranium to sacrum. Feel how that feels. Let yourself be immersed in these inner waters. Listen to the flow of life within. Pay attention. Pay attention to the waters of life. From the sacrum to the cranium to the sacrum, all along the length of your spine. What other areas of flow are within? What about the waters of the womb? Or the womb space, regardless of whether or not you have the organ of the womb. The waters of the womb. These waters of creativity, whether or not you've had a child, to create is a woman's birthright in its myriad of forms. So drop down into the waters of the womb and welcome all that is there, welcome all that is there in this place of creation and creation and expression in art and activism. In a deeper knowing, in a wisdom, in intuition, in a vision of your womb. Listen in to these waters of the womb. Listen in to these waters, to these sounds and sensations, to this flow and wisdom, to this wonder of the womb space, beyond the physical organ, to an essence. As you drop down to this essence, what does she tell you? What does she say? Does she have any words that she's been longing to whisper to you? What does she say? These waters of creation. These waters ready to birth, of new beginnings. And of creation and destruction, the two part of the whole. The rise and the fall, like the waves as they rise and they fall. And as every surfer knows, one of the skills of riding the waves is how to dive underneath them without being caught in its churn. Have the courage to dive deep. So to dive deep into the inner waters, deep underneath the waves, and welcome in a stillness, a beauty. And perhaps with it you visualize the most gorgeous color of blue. Healing crystalline waters, sacred waters, holy waters, the waters of life. Visualize these purifying waters moving through you, cooling you and calming you. These still beautiful waters, so clear, so fresh, so alive. Allow yourself just to float in the waters, in the stillness of the waters, in the peace of the waters. You honor the waters with your presence. If you're making an offering to the waters by acknowledging, her radiant power, this power of life and transformation. Allowing yourself to be weightless yet held, to be immersed as if now this inner flow through the sacrum to the cranium to the sacrum, the waters of the womb and all around have now become one, at one with the water, at one with the water, just like the mermaid play in the seas far away, at one with the waters as she shapeshifts and moves, at one with the waters. One. This is your time to whisper your words, your prayers to the waters, for these holy waters may all beings everywhere be blessed with clean water. As you listen to the water, what does she say in return? What does she need? I wonder, what does she ask of you as a woman of the water? From the bottom of the ocean, from the depths of your soul, so at home, so immersed, an immersion in her, in life. Without water, there would be no life. So you embrace and welcome every aspect of your life, every aspect of these waters, and to imagine yourself now floating on top of the waters as with every little movement of your spine, as if you were to arch and round, to tilt the pelvis backwards and forwards. Maybe the most subtle of movement, only visible from the inside. Notice the ripples that move out from your being. These ripples that can become waves. Power of the smallest action. This power within. This current of life. So as you acknowledge this power within, this power of in to invite flow, to invite movement, then perhaps you physically begin to tilt the pelvis, to move the waters of the womb space and the waters of the spine. So as you tilt forwards and backwards, perhaps ever so slowly, welcoming flow into every aspect of your life, welcoming flow into every aspect of your life. Knowing that you've been able to dive down into that silent depth beneath the surf, beneath the oceans, to welcome in the splendor of your being and bringing that back up to the surface. To allow that to dance in the elements around you. To bring up the treasures hidden in the seabed. So you welcome these movements, you welcome this flow, you welcome this river within you as she moves. This sense of wonder. The sacred element that's housed within its own temple, this water temple within your own body. And notice the water in your mouth. Perhaps blink the eyes and notice the water around your eyes. Take a moment to realize and honor the blood that flows through your veins and the blood of your womb. To welcome all the waters within, and the waters which birthed you, and the waters which birthed us. And as we recognize the flow and power within our own bodies, and the ocean within full of wonder and wisdom, and the power to bring up this wisdom to the surface of the sea and let that power ripple out to share and to purify, to support and acknowledge the wonders of the water. So please take a long breath in and a long breath out. And bring movements, bigger movements back into your body, or perhaps stay right here and rest down. And as we come out of our meditation, perhaps this is the time to take a moment to say your own prayer to the water, to maybe go and get a glass of water and savor what it is to put that fresh water into your mouth, to appreciate how that mouthful of water is so precious and so sacred, and the journey that that water has been on as it's traveled around the world, from the skies to the oceans, from the trees to the leaves, and savor that mouthful of water. Thank you.